Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Countries that's tuning in. And also I want to let everybody know today is
June the 19th, which is a celebration of Juneteenth. And for those who don't know what Juneteenth celebration is, it's about slaves in Galveston, Texas, who were still enslaved 3 years after the Emancipation Proclamation by President Lincoln. So they was enslaved 3 years when they could have been free, but no one wanted to tell them. So our guest tonight is going to be talking about Light Revolution 2020, and it's going to be explaining enlightenment and how she's going to help people, you know, to get divine intervention to the anchor the earth and its life forces. And with the unrest in the United States and all over the globe now, people are protesting about racism, you know, and the life and the lot, the ability to live. Life, Black Lives Matter, all life matters, but you know, the it's just a shame, you know, when you're snuffing out young life, you know, for no reason, when people got a purpose. God put us all here for a purpose. So I'm going to introduce my co-host, Chris, first, and then we're going to bring our illustrious guest, Kathy, on. But, you know, Kathy know that she's family, man, because once you've been here, you can come back as many times as you want to. So we're going to introduce our family member, Kathy, after I say hello to my co-host. How you doing, Chris, baby?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying my Friday. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing good, darling. Hey. Yes, yes, yes. Praise God, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, this wonderful woman who's kicking it in Hawaii, living life large, sitting on the biggest crystal I ever seen and probably ever will be, you know, this phenomenal female, man, she does it all. And she's also known as a shaman, so don't get it twisted. She's just not an author. She's just not a radio host. She's a lot of things. She wearing a whole lot of hats, and they're all fascinating. So without further ado, our family member, our sister, Kathy, how you doing, baby?
Oh, I love you for that. Really well. Thank you for inviting me back on.
Anytime, you know, you're family.
Oh, makes me feel good. Thank you.
Welcome.
Well, here we go again.
Yeah, and for all the people who don't understand, what does it mean when we talk about the light revolution? Because I want people to be tuning in next month, you know, and be a part of this. Could you explain to them what the light revolution 2020 means?
Well, we're going to focus for 1 hour and call down divine enlightenment and anchor it around the earth and all life forms. And, you know, the basic chant is, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. There's nothing religious about it. You know, any kind of religion, you know, can join. It's very neutral in that way. And it matters when everybody comes together and we anchor that light, but we're also helping people reconnect to the Creator to become an awakened spiritual being. And when they're an awakened spiritual being, they know better than to hurt or harm. So what we're seeing is a huge quantum leap right now in consciousness, a big awakening. And, you know, we can go back in history where, you know, how what did people think about the Earth 20 years ago?
I'm sure they didn't believe that the ozone layer was as bad as it is. They didn't believe that the protective covering over the Earth is starting to get depleted, you know, and the axis is getting shifted off this regular rotation, you know.
Right, and they also garbaged the planet like they didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. You know, threw cigarette butts down, and you know, you're a big one on this, Chris. So
yeah.
Now we're at it, you know, then there was an awakening where people started paying attention and go, no, this isn't okay. And, you know, some people still do it, but the majority of people know better now to honor the earth. Now you can take a, you know, another big quantum leap was when the women woke up and go, you know, we're not doing this anymore. We're not taking this from men. We're not hiding. You know, we're going to come out and speak our truth.
Me Too movement.
Yep. And now you're seeing the masses come together against the police who have battered and lied and cheated and stolen and harmed people. They're like the mafia, and people are not accepting it anymore. And they're saying, no, we're going to change it, and it's happening. It's exciting. So,
you know, Kathy, it's exciting in one way that change is going to come, like the song by Sam Cooke, but, you know, the real awareness that the world, everybody, is eyes are opening is scary because I'm trying to wonder, is this signaling the end of time? Or this signaling the beginning of something new. And because things are so bad, you know, I'm thinking, like, man, is the world, like, we know it, is it coming to an end? Because, you know, in Bible days, they were saying the world was going to come to an end a long time ago, and it didn't happen. It didn't happen in Grandma's time. It didn't happen in her time. But now things have just gotten decadent, you know, and I was wondering, you know, you coming down with this light divine intervention, is that to swell what's falling apart? Because do you see it as the world coming to an end or a cleansing and is the world coming to a new beginning?
I think it's a new beginning. People, the masses are rising, the masses are awakening, and this is what the 1% doesn't want to have happen. They want you to give energy into the end of days. That means enlightenment is not going to happen. And that's what we're talking about every time. And I tell people, if you know anybody who's doing a meditation or any kind of earth energy work, join them. Give it energy. It makes a difference. And you don't know what person's going to be that 100th monkey. And, yeah, I've explained the 100 monkey theory before, haven't I?
I remember, I said, I got short-term memory. You
got
to tell me again and again and again.
Okay. Well, this actually happened. A group of scientists went to an island where there were monkeys, and they taught one, like out in the Pacific somewhere, and they taught one monkey to wash its food before it ate. And then they stepped back and they observed. Well, after time, some of the monkeys started imitating that monkey. And when the 100th monkey actually started imitating and washing its food, there was a shift in the monkey consciousness, and every monkey then knew that they should wash its food.
Wow.
So this is, you know, what's our tipping point? We are, you know, we've gone through one tipping point where the masses have come out and they said, I don't care. You're going to tell me I can't do this. Excuse me, get out of the way. Oh, you're going to tell me that I've got a curfew? No, we're not doing that. They're speaking their voice, and they're doing it in a way where they're not causing hurt or harm. They're doing it peacefully. And the people that are causing all the damage are the police, and they're getting caught. So I look at this because of the damage the police have done, it's a blowback. I mean, how many peaceful marches have we had throughout the years that the government didn't give a crap about? They didn't pay attention because it was peaceful. Now, when things start burning down, they go, oh, my God, we better give this attention. People are serious. But it's not the people doing it. It's the police burning it down. So this is where they're getting their blowback. Does that make sense?
You're absolutely right. You know, and on that note, I know Chris, he has something that he really want to ask you right now. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, well, I think we all three agree about Trump. So I wanted to ask you, Kathy, because you talk about people who are enlightened, and I was thinking about this because this came out last night, too, that John Bolton, who is going to publish a book about Trump. Now, Kathy, would you agree or disagree? Would you agree or disagree that this makes Bolton an enlightened person?
No.
Because
he refused to testify. And he kept his mouth shut so he could make money. He could have said this months ago when Trump was going through impeachment, and Trump would be out of office. We'd be going through something entirely different. Now, on the other hand, we're seeing a big mass consciousness because people have been pushed into it. But no, yeah. He's not an enlightened being. He's all in it for money and greed. That's all.
Okay.
And as far as I look at him, it's like, I don't even, you know, I won't buy your book. I won't give you money. I'll listen to what other people say, but it burns me because you kept your mouth shut. You're a traitor.
Yeah,
well, you ask, Chris.
This is the type of book.
What'd you say? You said, said my name at the end. What did you say?
Well, maybe we ought to hashtag the Enlightenment date and hashtag President Trump. So, because he reads this Twitter, you know, faithfully, you know, invite him to check it out. Maybe he can see something about himself.
Oh, God, he would not ever. Don't waste your time.
He doesn't care about himself. He doesn't care about other people.
I know that's right.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, I would rather not, because it's like giving the devil and Satan, it's like, hey, pay attention to me. You know, if they can't figure it out by now, then, well, let's let them not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have done a lot of work on Trump and a lot of energy on him. He's got much magic, black magic, satanic magic around him. It's incredible. I have to say this. You know, have you ever wondered how he gets away with all this stuff? Time after time after time. There was an article which just made total sense, and it was called Tinker Tailor Mobster Trump, and it was about Trump, of course, being tied into the mobsters, but they say he could be a confidential informant. And when you're a confidential informant, you get away with anything. So who was he a confidential informant to? The mob. Every time one of the mobsters would get taken down, all Trump's problems would disappear. Okay? Because they look at him as a little fish compared to what he was ratting on. And the mobsters, the ones that are in jail, they don't care. They love Trump still because they love having a mobster as a president.
That's crazy, but you're right.
So, you know, confidential informer gets away with it. But how much? You know, I mean, the man's destroying the country.
Wow.
You know, he is so far in bed with Putin. I mean, my God, it's got to be obvious.
And China, too.
Oh, God. You know, Ivana Trump has got, with voting machines. But she's got her own brand of voting machines in the United States. Ivana Trump. Oh, yeah. Oh, she got patents. She got patents from, guess where? China. On voting machines that she's brought into our country.
Wow. Mm. I hope they're not going to be putting them in force because it's going to be rigged.
They're already being used, okay? Nobody's saying. So, yeah, of course, that's the point. So when we work on, every time we do an enlightenment, which is the 4th of July, guys, okay, 1 hour. You can give 1 hour of your time. It'll be 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern time. And if you're in Hawaii, 3 o'clock.
It'll be 8 o'clock my time. You say a.m., right?
P.M.
Oh, P.M.
This will
okay,
be at night. Yeah. So it's 3 o'clock Hawaiian time. 6 o'clock Pacific, 7, 8, 9 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah.
So people who want to be a part of that, where do they go?
You can catch me on my my radio show, and assuming that my producer will be around, I will have it that day. And Instagram, I will be able to do it on Instagram. I am cut off from doing live Facebook. So, you know, Chris, I hope you can help. Why? Oh, God, you're going to love this. Okay, so I saw this really cool picture. Okay, and you can imagine on top would be the Confederate flag, and it says, you know, this is the dark flag of the 1800s, and then underneath it's the Nazi flag, and it said, you know, this is basically the dark flag of the 1900s. Underneath it is the MAGA hat, which is, you know, the new KKK hat of the 21st century, whatever. Facebook didn't like that, so they slapped my hand and said that they didn't like the pictures, but it all made sense. But no, so I can't do live for a month. At least they didn't cut me off totally.
You know, when this other crap is all over Facebook, they let that go. My goodness. Well, let me ask you this. Can you do a mini energy thing for me and Chris right now to, like, you know, suck out negative energy? Because we soldiers, man. We're riding hard against Trump. Anybody know, don't know, need to ask somebody. So we need the strength and the positive energy to surround us through this troubling time.
Do we have 10 minutes to do a curse removal?
You sure do.
Okay, well, if you want to do it right now.
Yes.
Okay, guys. All right. So sit down. Everybody's going to participate. Put your feet flat on the floor. Sit up straight as you can and put your hands in your lap, and I want you to start taking some gentle deep breaths. I want you to breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you, and allow all that dark energy going through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with light. So breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. Do that till I tell you to stop. So as you're doing that, I surround you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing, and I seal you in the pink flame of love, and I call to all your teachers, guides, and masters, the cosmic beings and the angels that work with you, and invite them in to make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as we can. So take one more gentle breath and exhale out anything left in your body that no longer serves you. And again, that energy goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with light. So now I want you to imagine this incredible divine energy coming down from God, coming into the top of your head, your crown chakra, and allow it to flow through your brain and feel every cell, atom, molecule of your brain reconnect to the Creator, and you become this incredible awakened spiritual being, filled with all these new possibilities. And now allow that energy to flow out your third eye. And now your throat chakra. Feel it flow out of your heart. And now let it come out of your solar plexus. And your belly button chakra. Your root chakra. Allow that energy to flow all the way down your legs. Let it go out your feet and send it into the earth. Allow it to flow down your arms, out your hands, and your spine. Feel totally consumed in this divine energy. So take one more gentle deep breath and exhale out anything else that's left in your body that no longer serves you. And allow that energy again to flow into the violet flame. And we're going to send that right back to God. And now you're going to breathe normal. So I call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours. Whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV set, animal, whatever the karmic reason is that created anything out of balance in your life or your body today, and as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion. Cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family, going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you. And that's any elemental of yours that was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own, clothes, hair, picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on. And as ties to all that unwanted energy is cut and removed from those elementals, we call the violet flame through them all, reconnect them to God and command them to be neutral or only emit love. And now I want Michael to come forth, remove any energy implants that have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime because of dark magic, voodoo, witchcraft, Santa Maria, or just dark thoughts sent your way. So I want the stick, pen, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hands, spine, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately fill up with the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, and you fill up more with your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overlay that's trying to manipulate you, keeping you from connecting with God, healing yourself, being really successful, fulfilling all your divine missions, and living your life in joy. And as all that unwanted energy is gently removed, it's keeping all these wonderful things from coming to you. We send it through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. So if there is anybody out there directing any kind of dark energy at you, whether it's through magic, witchcraft, or just dark thoughts sent your way, we're going to ask them to stop, step forward in the light. And if they choose to continue, which is their free will, we're going to ask their higher self and their guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness. We surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them. It's 2 inches from their nose, and I'm going to add the violet flame to it to transmute that energy so they have no more forward movement. And the mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year. Until they do works of good. So I call to your higher self and ask your higher self now to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health, for all your gifts you've been brought into, and divine abundance, and allow all that energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, your atoms, your molecules, all your internal organs going all the way down into your DNA. And with every breath now, feel yourself integrate all this energy and feel it settle in. Now feel the earth energy come up. And feel yourself ground, pull back in body. And feel yourself grounding even more, becoming very centered, very clear-headed. All right, we are done.
All right, praise God. Thank you, because we can use all the positive energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, Chris knows it's all about put out there. So on that note, I'm going to let Chris ask this question.
All right, Kathy. Well, I've talked to you about this, but for our listeners, and you're very fortunate because other places around the world, I mean, they're very, it's, you know, COVID's been hitting people pretty hard. But how has COVID affected Hawaii?
Oh, boy, not very much, you know, other than the fear factor. But, you know, lockdown Hawaii, I mean, our hospitals aren't overcrowded. no, it really hasn't affected us. We're kind of out of that loop. And then, you know, we do lockdown Hawaiian style. We can walk outside, walk around all over, and we can go to the beach and kayak and do beach things and water things and get that fresh air.
So
yeah.
and still
social distance, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good.
You know, and things are beginning to open up, but you know it's basically shut down because there's no tourists.
Oh, wow.
Of course, yeah.
Yes, good point. That's a good point. Well, let me ask you this: could you let all of our listeners know about how to reach you and to reiterate how to get a hold of you for the June 4th 1 hour divine intervention that. You as a group of listeners and believers, you know, because we need to let people know that.
Well, you can reach me on Facebook under Kathy Bilski. And even Chris has that information. We have an event on the Facebook page called Light Revolution 2020. Catchy sound, huh? Catchy name. Light Revolution 2020. And you can contact me through YouTube or LinkedIn, my webpage, www.angelightom.com. I'm out there. Just look for Kathy Bilski.
All right, you're doing your thing. What about how people can connect with you on your radio show? And also how they can buy those crystals and healing stones and things that you have. They don't know about that store if they was your page. I think you do have the largest crystal, if I'm not mistaken.
I do have a crystal store. I think I do. You know, no business, but I've got a crystal store. I also have the largest crystal in Hawaii. So if you want to call me, it's 808-775-9400, and that'll go into my cell phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want people to understand and tune in next week, too, because next week we have a lady who was raped 8 times and was crack addicted. She survived it. She's sharing her story. She was on previously, but time ran out, so we want y'all to be available for that as well. But it's a pleasure having you here. But I apologize. My puppy over here, my dog, man, he is keep messing with me, so he must have to go to the bathroom, and I'm going to have to get him out soon. So everybody, tune in with Kathy on June the 4th. You know, she done shared how to get her phone number.
July. 4th of
July.
July 4th. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, probably in June. Yeah. 4th of July. And she has a store full of stuff because even I bought some stones and stuff that, you know, is for healing. And, you know, everybody's talking about the CBD oils and stuff. You know, maybe you ought to go back to the natural stuff that she has in her store because that was around before the CBD oil, you know. So it's a choice. And,
I've got one thing that I started carrying, and I don't know if anybody would be interested or not, but I started carrying Faraday bags, and if you don't know what those are, they're you put your cell phone in it, and it not only cuts out all radiation and Wi-Fi radiation, but you cannot be tracked, which I think is cool because I don't like being tracked everywhere. You know, so when I don't want anybody to know where I'm going, I put my phone in the Faraday bag, and then when I want, you know, to make a call, I just take it out, and it automatically connects with everything, and I'm online when I want to be. And, you know, nobody's, you know, if I'm at the store, yeah, you can know when I'm at the store. When I'm at my home, you can know I'm at my home, but when I'm going to the beach, it's none of your business.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Amen.
I know. I'm such a rebel. Okay.
That's all right. No. Only way that wouldn't work if somebody kidnapped you and they couldn't track where you at. But otherwise, it's normal flow. That's pretty good because you don't understand that 5G radiation is causing a whole lot of damage, see, internally. They better look up on that 5G. Everybody's trying to push it, but that's going to cause a lot of damage, you know, because it is.
Oh, absolutely. 5G is a military weapon. They want to use a military weapon on us, for God's sake. I mean, how dysfunctional and insane is this?
Well, you know, they just try to do whatever they want to do. They treat, you know, the population like, you know, we're puppets and they're puppeteers, you know. But, girl, that's why
the puppets are going to the street, though, you know what I mean? They can't say we're puppets anymore.
Yeah. Yeah,
the
world's on fire.
It is.
We're going to follow the facts, not the fear.
So, for all of y'all that's out there that's still living your best life, this song is for you. Catch us next week with the woman who's been raped 8 times. She still made it. Congratulations. Thank you, Kathy, for being here. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and Chris, thank you for being my sidekick, baby.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, darling. Send me a picture of that phone case, because phone bag, you know. So I'm very interested in that.
I will. You got it.
And everybody out there, it's Friday. You know, chill, you know. Do what you got to do, but do it safely. And keep wearing your mask, because, you know, the COVID-19 is still out there. We got to do
Straight
right
man,
back.
Y'all done made it to L.A., so, you know, we got to live our best lives.
I ain't going back and forth with these niggas.
Crazy, what you want to do?
I'm rolling with y'all.
Okay, well, what we going to do is we're going to hit the town. We're going to get it in.
Right.
And we're going to do what we do.
Right.
Me?
And most importantly, we got to smile, bitch! Smile, bitch! Come on! We gon' start this thing all right. Duval in the motherfucking house. Come on, now come on. Do it, baby. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you niggas. I'm living my best life.
To be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? Come on, I get my grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, cause I always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages. Graced the cover of 100 magazine pages. Made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot. With a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you niggas. I'm living.
Fingers up in the air and show a hater you don't even much care. We finna get another bag this year. My ex bitch, you can have that there. Hey, this year bad vibes get cut off. More trips, new chicks with no draw. More drinks, more smoking, more cars. More shows with Duval and Snoop Dogg. Look, I ain't trying to throw no shade, cause I can't see them in my lane. As long as my rent getting paid, I can care less with a bitch thing, huh? You in the club every night with no job. Eating good off your food stamp card. You made a killing last year off fraud. If you know you ain't going to work tomorrow,
I'm living my best life.
My bitch.
got a lot to be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.